Proclamation number 8455 of 1st of April, 1963. Fully trusting prayer. And if you get into earthly distress, only a heartfelt call to me will suffice, and I will protect you and keep all adversity away from you. Yet this call has to come from the heart and not just be a lip prayer. For a call from the heart is also the evidence of trust. It is proof of a living faith which I will fulfill at all times. How easily your earthly life could be governed by you if you were constantly in intimate contact with me, always aware that you can entrust yourselves to your Father and always be heard by Him. My love for you is truly endless, and it also grants you everything that is helpful for your soul. But you will also no longer request anything from me which could harm you, for the intimate bond with me also presupposes a certain spiritual maturity. Your desire to be allowed to hand yourselves over to me is also the guarantee that I can now act like a father towards his child, for you are no longer disobedient to me. You have already passed the test of will, which is the purpose of your earthly life. It is the most beautiful awareness for you that you may feel like children who never ask the Father in vain, and henceforth you will no longer walk any path alone, for I will be your constant companion because I want to protect you against every enemy, be he a danger to you on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. Just give yourselves to me in complete trust, and your earthly path will be so easy for you that you will also reach the goal effortlessly. You are only weak for as long as you keep your distance from me, and you have to fight for as long as you keep your distance from me. But if you are united with me through your heartfelt devotion to me, through your will, your love and constant thoughts, then you will also feel strong and no longer fear any oppression. If you consider yourselves my children, you will also be cared for and looked after by me as Father. But you must not exclude me from your thoughts, for then you will certainly be harassed by my adversary in many ways, and I will not be able to help you, because you will have to consciously turn to me in order to be allowed to experience my love and help as well. However, an intimate bond with me requires living faith, whereas a formal faith will only ever result in formal prayers which do not reach my ear, because I want to be called upon in spirit and in truth. A living faith, in turn, demands a life of love, for a person can never believe alive who is without love, because without love he is also distant from me, who is the eternal love. But I want to be close to you, so close that you will feel my presence, and then you will also speak to me trustingly like children, and I can return your address. I can prove my presence to you by granting your requests and by always binding you more firmly to me. For my bond of love will be eternally indissoluble, which now unites us for time and eternity. And you cannot measure the blessing you will receive from my presence, but you will be able to hear me, your Father will speak to you, and you will recognize my voice and be happy because bright light will flood you at the same time. For my ray of love, which now strikes you, must spread bright light and make you blissfully happy. Just always see closest contact with me through heartfelt prayer, through the child's intimate dialogue with its father. And your walk across earth will be easy and carefree, for the bond which you once voluntarily severed has now been restored in free will and can no longer be severed forever. But I look kindly upon my children, I no longer let them walk along without a guide, I avert all danger to body and soul. And I always draw my children closer to me so that they can no longer abandon me because they feel safe in my care. Entrust yourselves to me, your Father, at all times and believe that my love will provide you with everything in order to please you, because then your soul will long for me and I can now also provide for it spiritually and earthly, and because my love constantly wants to give itself away and give happiness to all beings on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.